Four organisations have criticised New Zealand's human rights record at a UN special hearing in Geneva. The UN Committee on Economic, Cultural and Social Rights assesses countries which signed the 1976 International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. Amnesty International, the Human Rights Commission and the Human Rights Foundation have all made submissions to the committee. So has an umbrella body, Peace Movement Aotearoa. A spokesman for that group, Edwina Hughes, thinks New Zealand has several things to answer for, and she rejects a suggestion that New Zealand should not be reviewed when other countries such as Syria and Zimbabwe are far worse.
Well, New Zealand is a state party to, in this case, the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, and all state parties to the international human rights instruments have their progress assessed regularly by committees.
So it's quite a justified thing to happen, you think?
Well, it's a legal obligation that the government has.
And you have made some fairly stiff criticisms. Can you sum up briefly what your concerns are?
Well, there's a number of concerns that the committee has raised with the government in the past and at the moment, because they're having an interactive dialogue with government representatives in Geneva. So some of the issues are around the level of child poverty, the lack of proper constitutional protection for human rights here, the social security amendment legislation that's going through Parliament at the moment, which breaches a number of the rights in this international covenant and also the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. There's issues around deep-sea drilling and mining and other extractive industries, particularly in relation to hapu and iwi, who haven't been properly consulted nor involved in decision-making about those things in their areas. The right to health, the right to education, workers' rights to just and favourable conditions of work and so on and so forth, they're all issues of concern for the committee, and they're also issues of concern for organisations here.
That's Edwina Hughes of Peace Movement Aotearoa speaking to Eric Frickberg. We'll have more on this later in the programme.